Institute. I convinced myself.
Yeah. We were like, what? We're gonna have to go home.
I was like, I'm gonna have to leave the whole holiday. Yeah. Like, I can't.
It was the condoms in the side locker and all that.
Yeah,
that
was like, given like a bit sleaze, wasn't it?
I was like, Charlotte!
And I was like, what? I don't know what happened.
I was just sitting at the end of the bed crying.
Welcome to On We Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like the group chat between your best friends.
Yes.
The girls' bathroom and the night out.
Just your safe space.
Where you spill it all.
Yeah.
Spill your guts.
Yeah.
We overshare a lot on this podcast, actually.
100%.
Yeah. Sometimes we take it out, sometimes we don't.
Sometimes I walk away and I'm like, probably shouldn't have said that.
Because it's just us in a room.
Yeah.
And then
very easy to get too comfortable sometimes.
Yes.
But that's what we aim to do. We use our listeners.
Yeah.
We want to be extra comfortable and...
Yeah. Comfy. Like we are on this lovely couch.
Yeah, a lovely couch.
And if you're a return listener, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're
new,
welcome back. And welcome back to us.
Yay!
Only our second episode back after being gone.
A long break.
Yeah. Mm. A long, long break that we really missed the podcast in. So we're so excited to have new episodes every Wednesday, which is now on video as well. We're still getting used to having the cameras there full time. But yeah, you can watch us on YouTube now too. Then we have our bonus episodes on Mondays. They're not on video, but they are spicy and fresh.
Yeah, we tried to them. Yeah, switch it up a little bit to give them a little new lease of life.
Yeah,
should I say?
Yeah, just a bit of more unfiltered. Mm-hmm. Not that we do filter ourselves on this, but
it's more relaxed,
even more relaxed.
Yeah, even
like
more.
We're like this.
Yeah, horizontal.
So on this week's episode, we talked all things Australia.
Yeah.
We talked about our trip. We done the East Coast, went to Sydney. We've mm-hmm. seen old friends. Just our experience over there. At one point, there was talks of moving over.
Oh, listen, but life was up in the air. And
we'll get into that. We also talked about our peaks and bleaks of Australia. The hostels we stayed in, some questionable places. Some insects in Ellie's hair. She woke me up with as well one night. And just our general chit-chat. We talked about Australia. Not really. Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
With Coca-Cola and Easter weekend. What we've been up to other than that. And just, we're just happy to be back talking again.
Yeah. Yeah. Jam-packed. We can't stop talking.
Can't stop talking. Yeah. Enjoy. We also have some new bits to our set. So we gave the couch a little makeover.
A DIY job.
Yeah. And it really worked.
It really did. I'm very proud of how I put it together.
It's giving upholstery.
It really is. Could I go into that area of,
you can now,
a job?
Yeah,
we just covered the couch in blankets,
so they're from Penny's. Thanks mm-hmm. to Penny's for giving us them and this little drama cushion. If you're listening, it's like a cushion that says drama on it.
It's adorable.
And then How Rad Studios gave us gorgeous little prints
that
we have here. We have one that says Material Girl, and it's
on the wall,
a picture of the Versace heels.
Yeah,
hanging. There is the Girl Power one. There's one with us on it. More Love. They have gorgeous like little cool design.
Cutest things ever. They gave us little mugs as well.
Yeah, and personalised mugs and stuff. So
they're adorable.
Very grateful. And these little cups are from Penny's.
Yeah.
They have cherries on them.
Adorable.
These are given like festival in summer.
Yeah.
Because you know you can bring an empty cup into a festival.
When it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
And then just fill it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Reusable and all that.
And I hate when you're walking with a cup at a festival and it's spilling everywhere.
Yeah. And that happened to me at Dermacandy. The drink just went all over me.
Yeah.
I was saturated.
Oh, there's no. And I hate the feeling of being
sticky.
Of a drink on you.
Yeah.
It's cold. Like, it's just not nice.
No.
Even when the weather is nice. But we want to catch up a bit on other bits that were going on, because we actually forgot loads last week.
Yeah. After the episode, we were like, we just completely forgot a whole basically month
of our lives. On.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went to Tomorrowland with Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. And it was insane. It
that
was the most well ran for such a big festival with so many numbers. It was so well ran.
Yeah.
Like you beep going in and out with your little wristband. They always know where people are then.
Yeah.
Based on that, because you have a number which is attached to your name. So if someone went, like, say, missing, you'd be like,
where they
last checked in here or checked out here.
Do you get me?
And then, like, everywhere, there was no queue. Do you ever notice there was no queue for drinks? Not once.
No. The only queue we saw was going in one night, but I think we went at a really bad time.
Yeah. I'm still confused as if that was a queue or not.
Maybe they weren't even open and it was just people waiting.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
Because it was like they were all just, no one was even moving.
Yeah, everyone was just standing there. So maybe it was the fact that they probably weren't.
Maybe they couldn't get in and it was too late to get in and they just had to wait. No, it wouldn't have been. Would have been waiting to go in, I'd say.
I don't know, but it was like...
That could be people who want to be at the front of the barrier.
Oh, I'm waiting to get up to the
barrier. That's your idea of hell.
Hell on earth. Hell. If you ever see me at a festival or a concert or anything, you will always catch me at the back.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. Why? Why do you want to be up at the barrier? For what reason? To get absolutely smooshed to death?
See your favourite artist and flick.
I can see her from the back. She's on a screen. It's fine.
Aw. I was at the front for Justin Bieber before and it was too sweaty. I had to move back.
Yeah, see, I need space and like, not that I'm absolutely cartwheeling around the gaff, but like, I just need to be able to breathe.
Breathe and dance. Because you can't dance at the front.
No.
And if the second if someone pushes, it gets really dangerous.
Yeah, I just
suffocating all.
Not into all that crammy spaces. Yeah. But Tomorrowland, the amount of people there was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was mad. In them, like, the tent, in the actual main arena thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. When we were upstairs looking down at everyone and seeing all the different flags and all, it was deadly.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, it was very
really cool.
Really
cool. And Eddie went skiing.
Well, would you even call it skiing?
Well, you tried your hand at it.
Well, I gave it a bash.
You gave it your best go.
Gave it a whirl now. Yeah. Jesus, those boots are tight because I couldn't have gone all that way there and been like, no, I didn't. My mum would have killed me. My mum honestly would have absolutely killed me if I didn't
ski.
Yeah. My mum loves a ski holiday. So she was like, you have to at least give it a go.
Yeah.
So I rented the skis for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They're the tightest things ever. They're so heavy.
Yeah, and they look real like narrow and thick.
The whole motion of like using you have to pull yourself to go. And now, obviously, in saying that, I'd say it's easier if you're coming down a bleeding steep slope and you just go wee.
Yeah. But whereas we figured out from watching it that you can't actually just go straight down a slope. You have to like weave.
Slow yourself down by that. If you came straight down, you'd absolutely fly into next
week. Head first into one of them chalets.
Yeah. So I just went down little baby ones.
Little ramps.
Yeah, they were fun. And then like 20 minutes later, I was like, the beads of sweat are rolling down my back.
Yeah.
Yeah, very hard. But I'm making it my mission. I'm going on another ski holiday. And
really?
I'm actually going to do the lessons and all. And I want to...
Well, you can do lessons before you go. You're best off doing that.
Oh, yeah, probably that.
In Kilter. Because our friend Kira was actually...
So random.
On the Irish ski team.
Did not believe her when she told us that.
I know, me neither.
I was like, you big fat liar.
That's like one of the things that you tell in
Two truths and a lie. Yeah,
I was on the Irish ski team.
Yeah, that's the most random thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
didn't even know I had one. But yeah, no, I'm making it my mission because that was my first ever ski holiday, so I want to go back on one and properly do it. I think I'll be good.
Yeah.
I really do.
Mm. You have it in you, like.
Kind of have the knack for it now, yeah. I just kept telling everyone, I was like, if it's like rollerblading, it'd be grand. No.
Yeah, well, it's...
The balance, that's really the balance. Only thing.
Yeah.
To balance in them.
I wonder what it's like going down one of them big slopes.
I would love it.
Shit myself.
No, I would absolutely love it.
I'd hate. That's my idea of hell.
Skiing.
Hell.
But you jumped off a cliff with a man attached onto the back of you.
I'd much rather do that.
What's that called? Paragliding?
Every day I'd love to do that.
Can't believe you did that.
Paragliding.
And we were probably the most hungover I've been in a long time.
Yeah, I was pretty hungover. But you know when you're so hungover that like nothing feels
real?
Yeah, and you feel just like, fuck it. Like, I was just like, do you know what? I feel like jumping off the cliff.
Oh, God.
So we seen all the parachutes in the sky. I was like, wow, I'd love to see that. I have fair heights, bear in mind.
Yeah, I don't know, walking.
But I was like, fuck it. Like, I haven't done that in the podcast yet. I'm doing a...
Oh, yeah.
Skydive. Parachute jump, I was going to say. I'm doing a skydive in May, June time. For Women's AIDS, and I was like, fuck it, it's kind of practice.
Yeah.
It's getting
the
me.
Height.
Yeah. Because I don't actually feel that nervous now for the skydive.
I think you'll love it.
Since I've done that, I'm like, well.
Yeah. And that you're staying in the sky, do you know what I mean? At least with skydive, you're coming down.
You're coming slow. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Where paragliding, you were just hovering around. I was like, what is she doing?
Did you see my little legs?
Please come down.
So we went in the ski lift, and he brought us up, and... You have to basically wait for the wind. So me and him was waiting. He strapped me on to him.
She looked like a first year going to school with this big haversack on the back of her. The thing was down to the back of my legs.
That? Oh, that was the thing I sit on.
Is it?
Yeah, that was my seat.
You just kept saying, I don't think it's tight enough. I don't think it's tight.
Yeah, it felt loose as hell. He was like, yeah, you can tighten that if you want. If you want.
What do you mean if you want?
I was like, great. And then go to Top Mountain, wait for the wind to come. There was other people doing it as well. Mm. And one guy was like, he was like, Canadian, was he? And he was like, yeah, buzzing to do it. And I was like, same. But you just have to, he was like, you need to run. So some people boat or skis, so them and the instructor.
How do you run ski then? Down.
You got, oh, you just ski down the slope. Ski down and then go. But I obviously didn't have skis on. I can't ski. So I had to run. And he was on skis, so I was pulling both of us.
You were pulling the weight of a grown man and a load of parachutes.
Yeah.
Well, like, I was run, actually, run.
I think I was taller than
your little snow. Legs were like this.
They go slow because first of all, you're like treading the snow because it's hard. And then as it gets easier, your legs are like this. It was so quick.
And then she just jumped off a cliff.
Jumped off the cliff.
All right.
Yeah. And then it wasn't scary when I was over the snow, but once I was over the valley, I was like, oh, I
feel about how high it is. Like,
yeah, because you could feel the height you were at, and there was a vulture below me, and I was like, if he is below me, how high am I?
Yeah, yeah.
And because there's mountains around it, it also doesn't feel as high as it would, I think, if you'd done it in Dublin, you'd be like,
I should have done it over Dublin.
Yeah, you feel sick.
Jump off the spire.
Because when there's stuff around you that's high too, which it somehow doesn't feel
you
high.
Realize, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're like, oh, that's across there, I'm basically not even high. And then he has to get like altitude by going up in circles. So that was a bit disorientating. To get higher, you have to like circle and you go, it's like you go up in like a spiral. That's enough.
That's weird how you.
That's enough now.
How you do that and go up.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I thought you would have came down.
I think it's to catch the wind. To like he was like, we have to go higher so we get the landing. I think he was making it up. I think there was no reason for us to keep going higher.
No.
Just wanted to torture me.
He really did. You just flew over my head.
And then I was texting the group chat.
Yeah, I was just like, girls, guess what this lunatic is doing?
Let me find it. Hang on.
I just sent in a video of you jumping off a cliff and they were like, no, she's not. And I was like, yeah, with an extreme hangover as well. I don't really know what's happening today.
When did we go?
We went in
March. Oh, yeah, here we go.
I was highly confused about the whole thing.
This is me sending to the group chat.
Hi, guys, I'm just up in the sky.
In the sky.
He's singing. I'm like fucking miles up. And then did I send, oh yeah, I sent a voice message.
I just flew past a vulture.
It was so mad.
I thought he was going to start pecking out my eyeballs and all.
Then you got that mad plate of cheese and pasta.
Oh no. What the hell?
What the heck was that?
What the fuck?
She went to the bank and we both ordered food and then Cher went to the bank. And I just...
Oh, so wait. Oh, Friends Paraglide as well, by the way. I hadn't booked this. And they're all booked out. And then I went up. I was like, can I go? He was like, we'll have to wait. And I still don't know to this day what we were waiting on. Because we just had to stand there for like an hour. And he's like, come back in 30 minutes. Which included... Or was it 30 or 40 minutes or something? Which included us. I had to get cash out to pay him. Because I hadn't booked online, so I had to pay cash.
Yeah.
Well, I don't carry cash. Like, had to cash out. Had to go back to the hotel, get my cards.
Mm-hmm.
All within the space of like 40 minutes to get taxi boat ways. It was depression. And then the taxi wasn't coming on time. Then some random man.
Okay,
he wasn't random. He was working with Coke. He was doing like the
was
taxis he? For Coke. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, I'll just drop you.
Yeah. And I'm like, thank you. And he brought us and that guy made it. But yeah, came back afterwards and I had to pay extra for the photos.
Oh, you did.
But then went to the bank and while I was in the bank, Ellie had ordered me the pasta. I wanted like the pasta with butter and cheese. It was like spaghetti with a little knob of butter still in the foil, by the way.
It was like they put the cheese on the plate first. So imagine a bag of grated cheese just sprinkled over a plate, right, like covering the whole bottom of the plate, then put pasta on it. But bear in mind
pasta.
Yeah, the cheese didn't melt. There's a little knob of butter. It came and it sat beside me. I said, she is not going to eat that. I played it safe with a margarita pizza. How many pizzas did I eat? Pizza was nice.
And the sushi place we went to, oh delicious.
Banging.
My God.
Mm.
That would Coke really have the best trips.
Yeah. It was a deadly one.
Yeah.
Tomorrowland, like what?
And we met like all these different people from all around the world. We were with the South African people most of the time.
They were so lovely.
So nice.
And the Four Armagh lads.
Oh yeah.
Great crack.
As if they'll ever hear.
I know, like, never. We had great crack with them. Yeah. I'd love them. They were running around in runners in the snow and all.
T-shirts and all.
Yeah.
Although it wasn't as cold as I thought. I thought
we'd have to be thermaled up to the eyeballs.
I wore a thermal one.
No, and layers and, yeah. And oh my God, no, you're sweating in those in those suits.
I wonder is it different when it's a different time of year? Because we were kind of at the end of the ski season apparently.
And the air as well. I literally thought the vapes were honestly taking me off the smoke.
I thought I had
it's got a vape or something. Was vaping as well.
Couldn't breathe.
We couldn't breathe. But then we figured out it was because the altitude.
The air.
The air.
I'd something. Walk from here to over there and I'd literally be like, yeah, like it was mad.
I also lost my suitcases for the first time in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, I was out the week before and I was telling someone that I'd never lost a suitcase. I absolutely jinxed myself. We got to France. And there was a lady waiting on the, as soon as you got off the plane, there was like, a lady waiting yeah. there with our names on this little board.
And two other names
and
too.
And two other names. And we were like, oh, fancy, you collecting us right from the plane.
Never got that before.
Gorgeous. She's like, hi, Charlene, Ellie or Ellen or whatever. Yes. And we're like, yes, that's us, collection, thank you. She, yeah, your suitcases didn't arrive. I was like, say what now?
They were like, she's like, 2 out of 4 came.
See, they fucked up the tags on them. So yeah. two of my... We each had 2 suitcases each, but one of mine said Ellen Kelly and the other one said Charlene Murphy, and the same goes for you.
They weren't labelled right, which was actually grand. Like,
yeah, it didn't really.
That's why when she came up, she was like, one of each of your bags are gone.
And we were like, oh, and I was like, Shara, if it's the one that has, either way I was fucked because one of them had like all my makeup, the way that I packed them, one of them had all my makeup, all my toiletries, all my knickers, my socks, like all that and to get ready when. And then the other one was clothes.
We were like, which one would we prefer? Yeah, like, I hope it's my cow print one.
And I think I was just so tired. I was like, you know what? There's no point even giving out now at this stage.
No.
It's no one's fault. Well, no. I don't know, is it? But yeah. So my cases didn't arrive for a day and a half, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
we couldn't stop sleeping either.
We couldn't. We were very tired.
I get very tired from a period though.
Do you?
Few days for a period.
Very tired. Much more of an older festival, may I add.
Yeah, I felt like a spring chicken.
I felt in my absolute prime.
Yeah, if anyone's looking for a festival to go to that isn't really young.
Yeah.
I feel like, well, it might be just because we're old now, but is like, it? I feel like festivals are getting a bit younger than...
That was a much older crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like people who love all those DJs who listened to them years ago and wanted to go back and relive it like or something.
Yeah.
It was mad.
Yeah.
And I was showing my dad the videos and he's like, oh, I'd love that now. I was like, yeah, would you? Good one. Showing him like all the smoke patterns and all. Yeah. He's like, who's that now? I was like, as if you're going to start listening to them.
No,
dad, please. No.
Yeah, it was great. And it was really like, real safe. And like, you never felt like everyone was just there on... Mind their own business.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like some vessels and all people are just looking for like troll or like
just yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
Everyone just kinda kept
themselves kinda.
But also had fun together.
It was a ball.
We seen loads of people play. It's great.
Yeah.
But we were very tired after that.
We were very tired.
We done a lot of steps though. And also we got stuck in a ski lift. For 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, but it felt like a lifetime.
It was on the way up to the parachute, and I was like, well, thank God for this, because I have the parachute on my back. I can just hop out of the ski lift.
I can just jump. Come here, actually. Did you see that video of the ski lift going billio? Yeah, did you watch it?
Did someone say to us?
Yeah, while we were there, but did you see the video?
No.
Yeah, thank God you didn't see it before we got in one of them. Oh, my fucking God, Char.
Would I never get on one again?
No, you wouldn't have got on
Show
it.
Show me.
You wouldn't have got on it.
Show me.
I swear to God.
You wouldn't want to have, like... severe. I say in for heights, like I just get a bit jelly legged and feel a bit sick, but like I wouldn't say I'm a panic attack rat, but like them ski lifts go high.
It's literally called ski lift incident.
Oh my God. Why is it going 90 though?
Oh no. Is this them going billio? Oh no, it's this one, sorry. Look at them. Look!
Why would they get in when it's...
Like they are shaking.
Are people in them?
I don't know, but I saw it and I was like, absolutely not. Violently shaking. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh my God, that one's like a roller coaster.
No.
Oh my God. Well, we weren't even in them ones.
Yeah, we weren't in the normal ones.
But on the way up to the parachute, it just got stuck, and apparently it can happen when something falls onto the track or something. They all just stop.
Yeah.
And we were just sitting there, and I was like, Ellie was like, and I was like, Ellie, do you want me to talk about it? Because if I think about it too much, I will have a panic attack.
Just looking down.
Oh, I just had to watch TikToks to the track. I do that in every situation.
Just watch TikTok to take your mind off things.
Blood test TikToks.
Yep.
Like piercing TikToks.
Any major life incident?
TikTok.
Yep. Love.
Brain rot.
Yeah.
Love. It's giving brain rot. We never caught up on Easter weekend either.
Yeah.
You went out.
Had a ball.
Yeah. Hungover.
Oh.
Bad.
Oh.
Which one was worse?
The first one. definitely. Yeah, because I felt the first one and I said, I'm not letting that happen again. So I didn't really let it happen on the second
one. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So we just went to the local the first night on Friday night.
Yeah.
Heavy tack.
Why did you have too many? What drinks were you having?
Everything. I was drinking Guinness and all at one point.
Oh.
What?
Did you buy it? Like,
I can't remember. No idea. It was really, really bad. And I think we got in at like 6 or something. Oh. Next morning.
Why did you go somewhere afterwards?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm just... La, la, no one talking about it. La, 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 la. Yeah, got in stupid o'clock the next morning. And I slept until 4 o'clock that day. That is so unlike me. Like, usually I can just get up. I have my cold shower with my hangover and it, like, fixes me for a while. Yeah, I just gaslight myself into thinking that I'm fine. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, I do.
I just lie to myself.
Yeah.
And Quiva was like, will you stop lying? Like, I'm like, no, Quiva, you need to lie through a hangover to just get yourself...
Or else you will just
rot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I slept until 4 o'clock that day, which is so... I woke up and it was 10 to 4. I said, what? Have I just slipped into a light coma? That is so unlike me. So I got up, we drove to KFC. Probably shouldn't have driven. Anyway, drove to KFC. Couldn't even eat that, which is so unlike me as well. When do you ever see me like that?
Wow.
Never. So that was a really bad hangover. So I was like... can't. And then on the Sunday we went out again to a pub and told myself, I said, I'm not letting that happen again tomorrow. I'm not having a waste of a day. So I think that night we got in at about 4. That wasn't too bad.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was drinking water and
2 hours different.
2 hours different. But 4 and 6 is a big difference.
It is. I agree.
It was still dark at 4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
6, it was starting to get light.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah. So yeah, football.
When I seen everyone out on Easter weekend, I was like, oh, I'd love a drink. But then I was like, no.
When I saw your message saying I'd love a margarita, I think I was in and out of that. It's like sleep.
The sleep.
Yeah. And I was like,
I thought you were dreaming.
I was like, I'm only seeing this now. Shit. I'm going to wind with you.
No, do you know what? And I realized when I was craving the margarita, I was like, I haven't drank one anything all day. So I was obviously parched.
You were just parched.
Just
dehydrated.
No, I was like, why not? And I was looking at the bottles in my fridge. It was Whispering Angel still there. I think, did you get me that?
I don't know.
Why do I have
it for me in case I need it?
Yeah, it's there anyway. Oh no, Sophie got me. And it was in there and I was like, why am I fucking like, I've never drank by myself. And then I realised it's 7 o'clock and I haven't had one drink all day.
1 ounce of water.
Not even nothing. Not even a sip of anything.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You were dehydrated.
Yeah, it was.
Your brain was going to Lulu on you.
My brain was like, needs salt and spice.
Need anything.
Yeah, but I just had a chill weekend, so I need a... Do you ever just be like, if I actually drink now, I'll spontaneously decombust?
No.
I would have.
Something wrong with
I needed to. I needed time.
I'm off it now.
Yeah.
Dry April. I am. I'm having dry April.
You're not drinking in Australia?
Doesn't count. It's not in Ireland.
Dry first 2 weeks of the year.
Need it. I really, really need it.
Yeah.
The anxiety is just not worth it.
Oh, I just get real anxious. And I don't even do it in bad, but it's just that I feel...
And do you know what I do? I think I lied to myself about... Well, I hope I lied to myself about conversations I've had with people.
You pretend they didn't happen? Like,
yeah. Or like, if I think of a conversation that happened with someone, I'm like, nah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm like, that didn't happen. Don't worry.
I must have dreamt that one.
Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. But also, I feel like sometimes the other person probably forget.
And then also, a few days later, you really realise, who actually gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like... get on with life. Like,
yeah,
we're on a floating rock.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that you're
said.
Anxious about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As long as everyone's still alive.
But you might have overshared a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, get over it. Like,
I want, who
you're not that. No, I actually didn't.
Oh,
I
not this weekend. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I stopped myself. Don't
okay,
worry.
Cool.
Yeah, stopped myself.
There was one thing we couldn't tell anyone.
I told the nation.
And yeah.
Was it the live shows?
No, it was something. Oh. And it was like, who else wants to know? Like, I found Elizabeth.
I stand on a night out being like, everyone gather around. Let me tell
top
you.
Top secret information. Come round.
You want to hear it? I'll tell you. It's something wrong with me. But I went out with a mission last weekend to say, I can't be doing that now anymore.
When you have it in your head, then you don't. And then you don't feel bad the next or anxious next day.
No, I felt grand. Ball of a weekend. So that was Easter.
I love when you have fun. Then it's like, it's worth hangover.
Yeah, it was a fun night. So I was like, oh, I don't even care.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to have a hangover.
Yeah.
Because I had a ball.
It's deserved. Yeah. Yeah. You're nearly like just rotten there.
Yeah.
Yeah. My few page, a lot of it is Brooke and Tana as well. Their podcast.
Is it?
Yeah.
I love the clips that come from them. Because they're always
so good.
But they're always long.
They're quite long.
I get long ones. So
I like them.
I put them on during the shower.
Yeah.
That'll keep me entertained for a while.
That's coming up for me. What else?
Mine is just mukbangs.
Mukbangs.
My mouth is actually
mine isn't that
salivating.
Anymore.
Salivating.
I haven't
salivating.
Watched them in a while.
It's a lot of sushi ones now, which I'm surprised about. But I see the meat, and I don't like the thing you eat, the salmon maki. Is that what it is?
I love salmon maki.
I don't like that.
Oh.
But seeing people eat that, I'm like,
makes
I
you
want
have
to
it.
Eat that
really?
Right now. Yep.
Yeah.
Or it's a lot of chicken ones. Who's your man? Keith Lee. I like him as well. He comes up a lot.
Love him. I love
I
him.
I got it. Let's read it. And
one, two, ten.
Yeah.
Like that's just how, I feel like that's that repetitiveness is like good. Like
yeah.
He does that in every video.
Yeah. You'll know, you know him for that. Like
even
a slogan.
Just, like when he eats something, it makes me want to eat it.
I just love watching people eat dirty chicken or seafood boils. Oh.
That used to be my thing.
We need to go to Korea and get seafood boil.
I know.
Can we go there?
But also, I feel like, yeah, we should.
I think it's pre-book it, actually.
Oh, because they have to get the seafood in?
I think so, yeah. Or, like, pre-make it or
something. And is it on, do they spread it onto the table
I
for you?
Bloody hope they do.
I hope so, because I want to make a mess. Like, I don't want to be, like that.
Yeah, dainty now.
Yeah,
why am I wearing gloves and a bib?
I want to go no makeup on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, tracksuit for a room.
Yep.
And mill.
If anyone knows where to get a good seafood boil in Dublin. I remember during lockdown they were delivering them. There was one in Tallaght and one in Clondalkin that I found. And it was somebody in a house.
That's given food poison.
No, it looked massive. Oh
would
my
you
God.
Something out? It was just someone's gaff.
Yeah, well, like she had loads of reviews and all. It was like, I think it was
like
a family run thing. Or maybe did they have a restaurant and because it was locked down they had to close it or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they were.
What if something had no reviews and it was just in their gaff? Would you? What if, like, see, this is where my anxiety jumps in. Like, what if someone starts up this fake restaurant just to poison everyone and kill them?
Well, I'm sure they have to have, like, food safety tests before they serve food.
I don't think they do.
You do. Health and safety.
I think I saw a guy. Yeah, I did see a guy. He's the guy who does all the pranks and he's, like, blonde. Did you ever see him on YouTube?
No.
I can't remember his name. Well, he set up his own, like, fake restaurant and, like, signed up to Uber Eats and all. And just to deliver it, like, made
Shut
it
up.
His kitchen, I swear to God.
You can just do that?
I don't know how, like, yeah. Not for, like, Just Eat would be restaurants, but, like, Uber Eats, I'm pretty sure. It's like signing up for Uber to be a driver.
I could Uber Eats for my gaff, them toasties that I make, them banging toasties.
Oh, that came up in my memories. I was looking back at my pictures on the plane, like, don't you have nothing else to do? And the toastie came up, and I was like, my mouth was... And I came to you, I don't know why you were there, but... I don't know why I came.
Were you out separately?
Yeah, I'd been at a concert. But I think there's a reason you were there.
Indeed.
I don't think you just went. I don't think you were just attending. I think you'd been at something as well, but it wasn't.
Was I wearing a red dress?
Yeah.
I was at a christening.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah. I knew there was a reason you were there. Because, And I was in town at a three.
You had a long hair. You had a ponytail.
I was. Everyone else is all glam and I'm like cargos. And like runners or something. Yeah, I think we can do that.
That's the maddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, we had to like pretend it was a restaurant. He had to call it something. But it was operating from his house. Yeah.
My mum should start doing that for her garlic potatoes because they're absolutely smashing.
Oh, do it for your toasties. You make a bank.
They'd be freezing cold.
Oh, do you know why I crave gorillas all the time?
Oh,
with the little flaky salt. Oh my God.
No, stop. I'm absolutely famished now. We'll start talking about food and I'll be starving in the car on the way home.
I have Pilates after this. I'm going to
scrap your Pilates. We go Bambinos. Come on. Or Uno Mas. What is Uno Mas?
Uno Mas.
What is it?
I don't know. I kind of want to try it.
I actually don't know what it is. I don't know why I'm slagging it.
I don't even know what
I'm not slagging
food
it is. What's that? Is it a sound or something?
Yeah, it is.
That was going around.
Or no, it was those people just saying they loved Uno Mas.
But nobody really knew what it was. It was just a restaurant.
Yeah, I think people were slagging that everyone's giving the same answers for everything.
No.
I want to try that Manny pizza.
We passed that. Is that on St. William Street?
Drury Street, I think. I get it after my Pilates. Just hang around town. And wait for me to be done. Only 50 minutes.
That's so long. Remember I sat outside of class for you before? We went, what was that, Pilates?
We booked
Pilates.
Well, I'd booked it.
I thought I booked it and didn't.
And you're on the way list.
I was fucking on some waiting list. It was the most mortifying experience of my life. Do you ever see that TikTok video of the little girl? She's like, I'm mortified.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, she's
fucking
so
mortified. Well, I was mortified. Like, Scarlett, your one was like, there's actually no space today. So, like, I can put you on a weight. I said, you know what?
Deep it.
Fine. I said, that's grand with me. You're all right. Sat in the car. Walked back to the car. I was like, sharp. Collect you in an hour. Walk back to the car, put the seat the whole way back, feet up, and I was just on TikTok for an hour. I felt like a fucking moron. I felt like an idiot. I really did.
Book it. It must have said waitlist when you pressed it, I'd say.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh yeah, booked, deadly. Scarlet for
me. Yeah, because I think you still pay. That's why it's kind of confusing, because you still pay, but then you get the money back, obviously, if you don't get
no,
on
I got a full refund.
Yeah. If you don't get to do
no. Scarlet for me. Me chilling in the car in my gym gear. After dropping my child off and just waiting for her.
Yeah.
That's too lazy to do it. Walked in and said, you know what?
You did it the first day, but remember we both tried it for the first time?
Yeah, once. And I was like,
did you like it?
No.
You did.
It's all right. Like, but like, it wouldn't be running back to him.
I really like it. I like how slow it is.
No, I'd like spin class more. Listening to music, running on the treadmill.
I'd like to do a spin.
Yeah.
I haven't done one of them in ages.
I need to go back to the gym. What am I doing?
Yeah, what are you going to do? What's your like?
I'd like to
do PT again.
I'd like to still go where I was going for the spin classes and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think I might want to join like a big gym now. Because then I can get you.
Find a like, lovely man.
Might find a lovely man. Yeah. There we go.
That's a good environment.
Yeah. But also swimming pool and sauna.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I just don't know how comfortable I feel wearing a swimming hat.
Do you not wear a swim hat?
Do you not?
I didn't wear a swim hat.
In the swim pool?
Oh, sorry, no. I didn't go to the pool. I didn't jacuzzi.
What do you mean, in the sauna? You thought you had to wear a swimming hat.
I sat in the jacuzzi.
Imagine rocking in there. Hi, guys. Hi.
No. I just done, this is what I done. So, I went with Sophie, Sean and Aaron, and we done the, what do we do first? The sauna. Then, they done the ice bath. I didn't get into it straight away. I was scared.
Love an ice bath.
So, yeah, so I went straight from sauna to the steam room, then the ice bath for a minute.
Okay.
Oh my God, it was cold, but I felt great afterwards. And then the jacuzzi.
So refreshing.
And I was so well, like my body felt like
loosey-goosey
in the nicest way. Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's why I'd want to join a big gym, but then I also did love the PT, because then if I went to a commercial gym, how much am I know I'm going to go up there and just walk on a treadmill for 45 minutes and then
you wouldn't,
go
honestly,
home.
You won't.
I wouldn't know what to do.
You would.
I'd be scarlet.
Everyone's
you done with that machine? Like,
no,
oh.
Just don't ask.
No. Just wait.
I'd just be like, I'll just minus that from waiting tonight if too many people are waiting on her.
I can't.
I might actually do that tonight to the sauna in the steam room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put me to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Lovely. Anything that you love in that you can think of top of your head in fashion or beauty or something you've tried?
My beauty stuff isn't all that new. A lot of my stuff that I use, I can't remember the last time I bought. Well, I buy new makeup, but it's rebuys of things that I like. You know
really?
I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily go out of the way and buy loads of new stuff. Mm. Well, actually, I have new stuff at home actually that I haven't tried. But nothing really
sticks out. I love it. I've loved my skin tint lately.
Are you?
Yeah.
You skin tint, girl.
I'm wearing skin tint now.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
What one?
YSL. Sounds beautiful, oh, is but it it's actually only like, it's €20. I thought like, I looked it up, I was like, oh,
sorry, I'm thinking of Estee Lauder.
Yeah, it's like a tube. It's
is
a
it?
Tube. But I thought it was like €50. It's like €20, like, which I think is like, fairly standard. For like, that's not even like MAC prices or anything, but the YSL one's lovely.
Yeah.
Really nice. Oh yeah, I'm going to have camera now. You can see. I'm wearing
don't see myself as much of a skin tint gal. I'm really? An all or nothing kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like I was wearing like too much then or something during the day. I didn't feel like I looked different going out.
Yeah, true.
So now I like having the difference out. I'll probably always go back, but I just like, even for my foundation, it's a bit lighter. It's the Luminous Silk, Giorgio Armani.
Oh, yes, yes.
Love that.
Love.
It's real light.
Mm.
And the new Cash Primer.
I'm a NARS Natural Radiant, Longwear Radiant, whatever the long name is.
That's nice.
Lash that on me,
but then I
day and night.
I haven't used that in a while because I went to the
Sheer Glow.
No, the other one, Luminous Silk. No,
light reflecting.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
I'm just a coverall. I still do my makeup like it's 2016. I really do. So funny.
What, like your steps?
On? Yeah. Like everything is just the exact.
Did you carve your brows?
You betcha. Every day, girl.
I need to get a good brush for that.
Can't not carve my eyebrows. I would look a hot mess. I wouldn't feel like me. I feel undone, like, of my steps and how I do them.
Try it one day and see if I notice.
You would.
I don't think I would.
How can you not carve your eyebrows out? Like, you just draw it on and then what do? Just leave it?
Leave it.
But what if it's a bit out of skew?
See, that's why you can't.
That's why you can't. But with the lashes, my makeup is literally taking me
2 seconds.
No time.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get into loving these.
Why?
Because I like doing eyeshadow and all. I can't do eyeshadow with this.
Why?
Oh, it gets all stuck in the end and all. Mm. It's not nice.
So you can put it on, but you can't get it off properly.
Yeah, it just doesn't look done. Can't wear eyeliner around with this.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Like, up there.
Yeah.
They're but really I feel nice. So done when
is
I
put that your makeup on. Fave then at the moment? Lashes.
There we go. Well done. Yeah.
Yeah, that's your treatment of choice.
That's my treatment of choice. Yeah, it is. Yeah, need to go back and get my Botox soon as well, actually.
Yeah, I got it like...
very soon.
4 or 5 months ago now.
Yeah, we're really gone. Wearing off here. Look at that.
What?
Are you seeing that wave pool on my head? Nah.
Only one of my foreheads goes up. Show me.
Sorry. Why doesn't your right one go up? Can't raise both of them.
I hate doing that because I feel like it's going to just go.
I can only raise one eyebrow, can you?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I can't raise this one. That's why I like taking pictures on this side of my face because I can raise this eyebrow.
Oh, that's... See, my bad side is the one where I can raise the eyebrow.
Oh, is it?
But I actually...
It's always been my bad side.
I always relax my eyebrows for a picture, though. I think.
I don't know. When I smile, I think I automatically go.
All right, like, who are you looking at? yeah, that would be my faves. I haven't reached that foundation. Oh, I love the Hourglass stick one as well.
You do? You bought that in a mad shade though, didn't you?
No, I bought it in the wrong one, but it actually matches my skin perfect when I have a tan.
Oh.
When I have a tan, yeah. Now, that's quite full coverage, but I just use less of it.
Yeah.
And it's not then use the super freckles. I think as long as I can see the freckles, I feel like it's not full. It's like medium.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of both.
Australia,
girl.
G'day, mate.
G'day.
We went for Australia for 3 weeks at the beginning of January.
Yes. We flew out.
It was like a lifetime ago.
We flew out on the 2nd.
It was the 2nd, wasn't it?
That was very early on.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But one thing about flying out in January is you can't get any of your appointments done.
Yeah, it was a terrible time.
We didn't really think about that.
Yeah.
I got nothing done. No, my nails, that was it.
I think my nails were my Christmas set.
Yeah.
I got my lashes done. Don't know how. Were they open? Yeah.
They would have been,
I think I got them done before New Year's maybe, did I?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever way we had to work them around, it was, you had to get all your appointments done before Christmas.
That was the only bad thing about that, but we had a ball.
It was honestly the trip of a lifetime, an experience of a lifetime. I just bloody loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about it now.
So we went
to see Oz, but also we have friends there.
Yeah.
So a few of my friends live there and Sean.
Sean.
There as well.
My brother had just moved there. Over.
Yeah.
I have family over there.
And it's sad as it is when friends move over, it's an excuse.
To go if you can.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I feel like we picked a good amount of time to go as well. We tried to squeeze in as much travelling as we could in the middle of it.
Yes.
We definitely could have done more days in certain places.
I agree.
But also, I feel like in the time that we were there, we saw a lot.
We did.
We saw a lot. We did a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were cramming things in, fitting things in, so.
Yeah. We booked we booked on our flights ourselves just through, like, the website, so Emirates.
Yeah, they were absolutely ridiculous money.
They're expensive because the time of year, because people obviously, they were...
No, we booked it 5 weeks before going.
I think either way.
Is it?
Would have been, yeah, because that was when people come back home from Christmas.
True.
And they know that they can get the money.
Oh, yeah.
And Christmas time, flying anywhere is expensive.
Yeah, it was the time of year. It was so that very was expensive.
So we flew for 7 hours to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And then... 12 hours to Sydney?
It was 12 on the way over, yeah. It was 14 on the way back. Holy Mongoli.
Long.
That was a lot.
Very, very long. And then we actually surprised Megan and Sean by a day. So they thought, by the way, we kind of calculated, they thought we were coming the day after we came.
Yeah.
And we just, told them that and then showed up at the doors.
Megan was making a sign or something, wasn't she, from the airport?
Yeah. She was collecting us the next morning, and we actually landed 10 that night. So thank God she was still awake and, like, sitting up, and Jordan collected us and brought us in. Our phones weren't working, actually.
Oh, anyone going over to Australia or anywhere, actually, our manager Sarah only told us about this app the other day called Nomad that you can download.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get an eSIM.
Yeah.
Probably should have asked her before we went, hi, do you know any eSIM apps? Because that would have saved our life.
Yeah.
We had no internet. Yeah, and we needed internet to go basically and find our key for our apartment, find the code.
I think scammed the taxman for the apartment.
Yeah, I got scammed for the fucking taxi as well, definitely. As soon as the two of us got out, he was like, plus
$40.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was, yeah, prepare yourself to either not have Wi-Fi or have it.
Like,
sort yourself out before you got off the plane to maybe screenshot everything. But
and yeah, we had two, like, 25 kg cases each, and then the Airbnb. First of all, we had to collect the keys. I'd never stayed in Airbnb before, but we got keys. We went to the door and got up, like, I'd say it's like 5 steps or something, getting to that apartment. Then tried to put the key in the wrong door.
Well, the number on the key says one. So we were putting the key into apartment number one. Obviously. Shaking the door handle and all.
I couldn't check what number we were on Airbnb.
Yeah.
It did say 7 on that.
It did say 7, but we
couldn't
see.
Well,
the key said 1.
He said 1. So yeah. Well, 1, obviously.
This is obviously where we are.
Yeah.
So then, when we found out what apartment we were in, we had to lug two 25 kg cases up these huge stairs. Huge stairs. Apartment on the inside was gorgeous.
And I had the boots along this point.
You did.
Apartment was lovely, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Location, perfect.
It's called Turtle Shell.
Turtle Shell, yeah.
What's Turtle Shell?
On Airbnb, yeah. Right in, bang in the centre of Coogee.
Coogee.
We love Coogee.
We wake up in the morning. We were obviously jet lagged. Actually, the first night we weren't. No, so we landed at 10. We went to sleep that night at 3. And woke up at like 8 o'clock.
Mm. Yeah, but we slept on the plane as well, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So we got our normal night's sleep, then slept more to kind of fit into their time zone.
Yeah.
And then got up for the day, and then by the next night we were fine.
We were grand, yeah.
It was fine. The jet lag was not bad.
Was over. Not bad, no.
Coming back, I was fucked for a while.
I was a bit groggy.
Yeah. I was fucked for a lot. Like, I didn't feel right at all. I think it's worse when you're going back that way. We woke up and we went out to Coogee the first morning. I think it was like, maybe it was actually 7, because it was really early. But the whole place.
Oh, the place.
Within seconds, you feel awake because everyone's awake.
The place is booming.
The place is like, it's middle, 12 p.m. on a sunny day in Dublin.
We went to a little cafe most mornings around the corner. What was it called?
The Courtyard.
Oh my God. I'm on their hash browns right now.
Oh, the salmon.
Their breakfast was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was nice.
I really, really enjoyed that now every morning. Mm-hmm.
And the juices in any, like, anywhere you turn would have a
juice bar,
or sushi bar,
bowl.
Yeah, like the food. And it's, you know, it's the only place I've ever been to that I've said,
food,
based on the food, I could actually live here. Because
like,
I like the food in Spain and all, but it's not the same as home.
I feel like you never feel not nourished. What's the word I'm looking for?
Satisfied. In the same way. Yeah.
But like, all the food in Australia, more than satisfied.
Yeah,
it was so nice.
And sushi every day.
You really did eat that every day.
Or Mogo Mogo.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's so nice.
You really did.
So, Coogee is it Coogee or Coogee?
I think it's Coogee, but we were saying Coogee for a while.
Yeah.
We're saying it wrong or whatever.
That's where, like, all the Irish live.
Oh my God.
Everywhere you turn, I met Cuiva, who I went to school with, on one of the roads. I was like, I wouldn't even see her going around in Dublin.
No, if Mount of Gaa jerseys down there as well.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, like, literally everyone just...
Is that
around? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just, the accent, you don't feel far from home, really.
No.
It was gorgeous. And then we stayed with, you went to Melbourne. You went to Melbourne. Sorry, we travelled first.
We travelled first.
So we went with my adventure project. They organised tours and they brought us on, it was kind of customised. So if you have like a certain amount of days.
Yeah, because they originally said 10 and we said 7.
Yes.
Because I wanted to go to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Melbourne.
So we wanted to see as much of the East Coast as we could in them 7 days. So we done Cairns.
Cairns.
Yeah, apparently it's Cairns, but like...
They just don't pronounce the R.
But I don't know, was that their accent? But then I asked and they said, no, it's not our accent.
Oh, it's just, they say Cairns.
Cairns.
Cairns, I was calling it.
Cairns, like, we called it. Then we went to... Early Beach. No, Early Beach was first.
Oh, was it?
Then Magnetic Island, then Cairns, and then flew back from Cairns.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the bus we nearly missed? Oh, the bus to Cairns. Let's start early beach.
Oh, like, God.
So early beach, we got there by plane. We flew to Prosper Point. Prosper Point Airport, which you literally, I think there's one gate in the whole airport.
There was one baggage belt.
You walk out and there you are. Then I felt very, very sick for the days previous and I was panicking that I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I convinced myself.
Yeah. We were like, what? We're going to have to go home.
I was like, I'm going to have to leave the whole holiday. Yeah. Like, I can't. And I felt so sick. And then we landed in Prosper Point, got the period. So
woo!
Holiday was on. Holiday mode on. Got to Early Beach. So we went to the hostel and...
I'm not going to lie, guys. We absolutely hated it.
We didn't stay there.
We didn't stay. We didn't even bring our cases up the stairs. I'm sorry.
And also we were told that we would hate it by the...
Yeah.
So basically...
We were warned. This was all that was left. Go, have a look.
When you go to anywhere, there's hostels and there's some nicer ones. There's some ones that are literally like probably $5 a night or something like buttons. Two. And the only one that was left, because we booked it quite, like we said, 5 weeks in advance, was that one. And even the guys at My Bench Project were like, look, it's not the best. We'll just see what you think, whatever. We went... We had to first of all go up steps again and carry the suitcases. My suitcase broke at this point.
Your suitcase was already broke.
I had one wheel.
Then didn't I break mine and broke my nail as well?
Yes.
Did I?
Yeah.
Broke my nail. Fuming. Nothing worse. So I was already pissed off about that. Then we had to go to the room at the very back of the...
Oh, it couldn't have been further away.
Oh, give us the furthest room you have there, love. Thank you. And it was up these flight of stairs and we were like, right, fuck it. We'll leave the bags here and go up and have a look at the flight of stairs. Yeah. When I tell you we walked in, I said, Char, out.
Yeah.
Sorry. It was the condoms in the side locker and all.
It was given a bit sleaze, wasn't it?
There was no shower curtain. It was
post a picture of it on the Hammering page.
Can we? Because it was dingy.
Oh, we need to show them the toilet roll had one of them dispensers that you get in
in the pub.
In the pub.
Yeah.
The big circular ones that you twist around to get the next roll.
No, I'm sorry. Now, lads, the place, like, if I have somewhere to put my head, then again, Queeve just call me a hotel snob.
Well, I'm not a hotel snob.
You're not, but I nearly would you have stayed there? We were sitting on the bed and all at one stage and you were like, I can't even sit on this bed.
Yeah. Have
one of them blue lights, the place would have lit up like,
you know what,
firework.
I don't care where I say it as long as it's clean, but I didn't feel clean in there.
That place was not clean.
It was not clean.
It was not nice. Couldn't.
And the wardrobe had a big hole in the wall.
Apparently they said that the shit, because this was a private room that we had, but apparently they said that the shared rooms are better because they're cleaner. I don't know how that really works, but I don't know.
Yeah. That probably makes sense.
I don't know. But anyway, we got out of there ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
And booked a hotel.
Yeah. Had to.
I'm really bad. Sorry. No, actually, I'm not even sorry.
No.
Who am I saying sorry to?
And also, the hotel wasn't even nice either. It was just clean.
Yeah.
It was like, there was no one even on reception. No one was ever working.
Oh, no one worked in the place.
They left after 6 p.m.
It was the weirdest thing
Best
ever.
Best hours ever.
Like, so strange. You know, when you work in a hotel, there's always people floating about. And like, then again, there was like...
It wasn't a hotel.
Like, there was no like... You didn't eat there or anything.
It was kind of like a hostel
hotel.
But a bit fancier.
Yeah.
A
glorified hostel.
With a lift.
With a lift.
But even the room smelled a bit like Nana. And I was like, oh no, it's clean. Like, it doesn't look like the Google images, but it's fine. Aww. So we stayed there. Pissed rain our first day, didn't it?
Yeah.
And did we have the tour? Did we have something booked first? Oh, we had nothing to do the first day. So we decided amongst ourselves to book a glass bottom boat.
<fuck's sake. laughs>
So we said, right, grand, we're going this. So fun. Oh. Like, we'll see all the creatures, like, cute. Paid like 90 bucks each or something, like, and went on the thing. And there was loads of people on it. We were so excited. Glass bottom boat sitting there, a little glass of champagne, or Prosecco, sorry. And we didn't see one creature.
Not one.
Not even a fish.
The thing was murky. You couldn't see.
I was like, do you think we'll see a crocodile? He was like, sometimes. I was like, waiting to see a big croc come up, and there was just nothing.
No.
Coral.
$180
for coral.
Swindled. Yeah, we saw loads of coral, and I was like, well, I can Google
And
this.
After like 10 minutes, we got so sick with that, we all just started talking to each other. We made friends, this family.
None of us. Oh, yeah.
We all just, all just turned our back to the...
No, I'm not even looking down this hall anymore.
They're not from Adelaide.
Oh, no. Where were they from?
From Adelaide.
We just kept calling them family.
Yeah.
We're like,
my family.
we just ended up drinking then.
Talking to them, yeah. Just literally turned around. And then there was another family as well.
That's tragic. No, there was a lovely lady on that who was obsessed with you. Remember, she was taking pictures of you.
Oh my God, I love her. Yeah. I'll put that in the dump
and,
for
and
her.
And we had to wave goodbye to her.
I was like, you're coming on the bus with us. Yeah. She was like, no, my son's collecting me. Because her son works on... Son works on ships or something. And that's why he's in Australia. And she just came with him.
No.
She was by herself. Oh, add it into the dump. She's so fucking cute.
Oh, God.
And I had her on Facebook and all.
Do you have a picture of the murky water?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, nothing. Okay. No, you can't see a thing.
No, okay, we'll add that picture in.
Honestly.
Then what else did we do? Did we leave the day after that?
We had another day there.
What did we do? The plane?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
The
plane view of the Great Barrier Reef.
Mm.
Unreal.
That was deadly.
Like,
seeing that in person with your own eyes is like, whoa.
A must do.
Yeah.
Yeah, really emotional. Really, really good.
Mm.
And... then we left Early Beach. We didn't go out on Early Beach, did we?
No.
No.
We're very tired all the time.
Tired all the time. What's fucking new? And then went to Magnetic Island. Rented a really cool car.
Oh, that was so fun.
I loved Magnetic Island.
I missed driving. Yeah. So as soon as we got into that, I was like, yippee.
Yeah. That was hard to drive though, wasn't it?
Kind of hard to drive.
Yeah.
Also though, I did have the handbrake on for the first 10 minutes of the drive.
That was probably,
thing was beeping at me. Like, what's going on?
Well, like, this island's so small, you can get from one end of the island to the other in 10 minutes.
Tiny.
Yeah. And to get to Magnetic Island, we had to get a bus from Prosser Bryan.
I don't remember how we left there.
Sorry, we got it from Early Beach. The bus station. Remember the bus station? We had our bags. And there's a video of us on the road again.
Yes.
My face is that.
Okay, that was Early Beach.
Yeah, that was Early Beach. Left there. Magnetic Island.
That's a 5-hour bus journey.
Yeah.
Okay.
The hot one. It was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we slept on that, I think, as well. Mm. No, we didn't. No, there was a nighttime one to Cairns.
What were we watching? Oh, the thing what's her name?
Tommy Dack.
Yeah.
Michelle Keegan.
We were obsessed with that. We watched that on the bus. That kept...
Corey the Whistle.
Yeah. That kept
she just said
entertained
that.
For a while.
Yeah. And then Magnetic Island, we had no... Oh, we done like a little zoo tour. Got told a snake.
Oh, yeah.
I got bitten by a March fly.
You did?
The guy had to slap my leg. I was like... guys, I'm being bitten while I was holding the snake, so you have to be really calm with the snake. And then I was like, guys, I'm getting bitten. And no one took me seriously.
Your man just slapped his leg.
He goes,
or slapped
and that's the only time it's acceptable to slap a guest. A guest. And that was lovely. Then Magnetic Island, we drank, had a few drinks. Went to a lovely, cute restaurant. Remember the little one? We drove to it.
I have a terrible memory. The one at the front that we didn't really like the staff.
There was one night, we had a few drinks in the hostel one night. And then the other night we had, no, it was really nice. I had you had fish with like a pea sauce or something. It was like, it looked like it was in a gaff, this little restaurant.
Sorry, the little fancy place.
That
was lovely.
That was really nice.
Yeah. Then, the outdoor area.
Yeah. We had no like activities there though, didn't we? Not like that kind
of. I don't think so. I just, we stayed in this little cabin thing. I had a fight with a lizard.
Tell it.
Really traumatizing. Am I allowed?
Yeah.
So there was a lizard basically in our little, where we were staying was a hostel, but they're like all little sheds, all little cabins basically. They weren't necessarily sheds, but wooden little cabins, and that was our room. And how did we even find the lizard?
It was on the wall.
We found a lizard on the wall, right? And I was like, oh my God, we'll catch it and let it go. Like the spider trick where you put a glass over the spider, something underneath it, and then just let it out outside. That's what I was going to do. So it ended up like on the floor then. And I was like, oh my God, okay, right. Oh no, it was on the wall. And it was like kind of staying still at the wall. And I was like, right.
It runs so fast.
I was like, I'll just put a glass over and we'll put a card or something underneath it and we'll let him outside. So I went like really, really slowly over to him. And as soon as I went to put the glass on him, he ran. And I chopped his tail off.
And he's like, look. I was like, no, if I look at that, I will get sick. Don't make me look at that.
So the lizard fell. His tail fell. The lizard was fine. He was chilling. Now, when I say lizard, I mean it was a little...
baby little.
Not that that makes a difference, but yeah, it wasn't a big, like...
There's no blood, though. They don't bleed.
No, so his tail and his body were both separate to each other on the floor, and I was screaming, she was
like,
screaming.
Look,
I was like, no. Oh, look, it's wriggling, look. So his tail is still going 90 on the ground. I didn't like, what the hell?
Yeah, it was
funny. And he was just like... sitting there, and then he ran under the bed, and I was like, oh my god, and then his tail was still there. So I googled it, guys. I'm not a lizard killer, they grow back. Yeah, they grow back. There's no blood around them, they grow back. They're
just
like
a bit of trauma for the lizard.
Yeah. Just poor fella. He said, right. Do you know what? I'm gonna get you, bitch. And then that night we were in bed, and I was like, because we didn't catch him, he was still in the room. And I was like, Sharp, what are we gonna do? And she was like, no, he's probably not around. And the aircon thing was above our head. So I woke up at 3 o'clock absolutely sweating buckets. Sweating. We didn't have the aircon on.
Yeah.
So I stood up on the bed to turn on the aircon, turned it on. Went back asleep, I think. And an hour later at 4 o'clock I woke up again and I was freezing.
Yeah.
And I knew I was awake and I checked the time or whatever and I was just kind of lying there and waiting to be like, muster up the brain power there to get up and turn that off again because you're so cold. And I was just lying there and all I feel is like and I shot up out of the bed and I was like Charlene.
And I was like, what? I don't know what happened.
I was just sitting at the end of the bed crying.
She was standing on the bed sobbing, crying, flicking her hair. I was like, and I thought she was sleepwalking, so I was like, it's okay, just go back to bed. Like, because usually, like, I've slept cock before and I'm panicking over nothing. I was like, it's okay, just get back in bed. And you were like, no, the lizard was on my head.
I kept flicking my hair. She was like, what's that fucking
flicking? And she explained what she was doing. So I knew the lizard was somewhere, and she was like,
flick her head.
I was like, hey, if anything, it's going to flick onto me, my head.
I was trauma. Just hearing and feeling that, like, I was like...
And you'd think it definitely, like, it was definitely.
Oh, I was not dreaming. I was awake. I was awake.
The lizard came back for vengeance.
It said,
I feel itchy now.
Oh, it was traumatized and I was so scared.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
I felt like just sleeping in the car that night then.
All night. We had no roof on the car, didn't we?
Yeah, true. But that night I felt like just, I had my covers over my head to sleep the rest of the morning then.
Like, everyone else was so prepared and, like, had their backpacks and all their things, like, oh, only bring necessities. Like, no. Yeah, we've 50 kg between us and we're bringing them.
Oh, no, we only brought one. Remember we left one
American? Did we? Oh,
yeah. Still,
yeah, it's 25 each.
Still heavy. Yeah.
Traipsing these suitcases up muddy paths and stones. And I'd say people are looking at us like, yeah.
Yeah.
Never
good luck. Yeah.
They've never done this before in their life. Two bimbos. Yeah, two gobshites. What are they doing?
What does bimbo mean? Is it bad? Is that bad to say about yourself?
No. People call me it on the internet, so it's fine.
So we were saying that actually was a lovely hostel, though.
Yeah.
Apart from that lizard, we seen koalas in the wild.
We did.
Literally behind our cabin.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, the toilet is not in your cabin. You have to walk to it. And I never wake up during the night to pee. But the one night I did was the one night we were staying in this cabin. Or the two nights. One of them was that night. And I had to get up and pee in the dark in the toilet. Like, I had to go walk to the toilet. I seen a very scary bird.
You did?
Very scary.
Remember all the bugs or all the ceiling and all
then around
there.
In the morning? With stick insects.
It's the light.
One thing I don't miss about being back from Australia is like just being afraid of creepy crawlies all the time.
Just being terrified.
I was very aware, I felt like. Maybe if you live in there a while, it's different when you're in the city, you won't see a thing.
Yeah.
But when you're in the out, what's it called?
The outback.
The outback. Then you would.
Yeah.
I was very aware, I felt like, yeah.
Then after Early Beat, or after Magnetic Island.
You were going to go to Cairns. We heard there was maybe another.
Oh, yeah. We weren't going to go to Cairns because there was, what's it called?
Possibly another trop.
What are they called?
Cyclone?
Cyclone. Yeah. Possibly a cyclone. So we were himming and hawing about going back to Sydney or not.
At all,
back to Coogee. And I was like, yes, please. Can we go back?
Yeah.
Love it. Like, dying to go back. And then we were like, no, fuck it. We'll just go to Cairns. And I was like, oh.
So we barely made our bus.
Barely made the bus. We were the last people on the bus.
And he was like, you're so late. So I was
like,
sorry.
We're like, yeah, we know.
We ran onto it. And then our hostel in Cairns was lovely.
What? Where did we get stuck in a shopping centre and had to live there for the day? That
was the last time I'm in Egg Island because we left early. We were just done with that place.
Yeah, we just had...
Because of the lizard.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
We were like, let's just leave. And we had to drop the car back early. That's what
it
was.
We did.
We had to drop the car back early. And the hostel was gorgeous in Cairns. Really clean. Like, now when I say gorgeous, I just mean a bed and a bathroom and just clean.
Yeah. And there was a communal kitchen and all. That was a lovely place.
I cooked bull duck carbonara noodles.
What the fuck did I try and cook? And it was looking like dog food.
We didn't find any oil and we couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Can't use everything.
Into the pan. I was like, no, sure, I'm not eating that.
That was nice. And then
Cairns is,
we done the Great Barrier Reef snorkeling.
Yeah, snorkeling the Great Barrier Reef. Oh, my God.
I forgot about Early Beach. We done the Whitsundays tour. Remember the boat? Did. That was cool.
Because we just basically did so bloody much with it. This is all within a week. Yeah, this is only a week of the 3 week holiday.
Oh, yeah. So, and then Cairns, we've done two. We didn't see much of Cairns. We've seen just two tours. So, we've done the Great Barrier Reef tour. So, you go out on the boat and snorkel. It was amazing.
Oh.
We've seen a huge turtle.
Aww.
He was like the one from Finding Nemo. Yeah. Like, so nice. Jellyfish everywhere. But we had to wear stinger suits so we don't die.
He was putting them in my hands, remember?
Yeah, they're ones that aren't that bad.
Yeah, that they don't kill you.
So that was cool. Then the next day we did a waterfall tour.
Oh yeah, lashed rain. And we got attacked by leeches.
Oh.
They were all over us. They were absolutely disgusting. You might see them, we put them on our story. They're just these wriggly little wormy things that literally just eat your blood.
They're black and they get bigger and bigger and bigger while stuck in your blood.
So they were all over us.
I got bitten on the back of my heel and between my toes.
Mine was on my ankle. Remember that girl? I was like, I'm going to get sick. And your mum was like,
and Ellie's like crying.
I was crying. She was like, it's okay. And she came at me with a credit card and she just flicked it off. And I was like,
yeah, you have to like scrape it off. And it's in your
They were awful.
I had to use this tea tree spray afterwards to like get rid of the sting or something. But like seeing something wiggly on your foot is disgusting.
I think it's not even seeing it really. Like if I saw a little worm on me or a ladybug or like something like that, I'd be like, terrified of butterflies. Don't like if a butterfly landed on me. It's the fact you know what they're doing. They're sucking your blood.
Yeah.
That's what makes it scary.
Yeah. And you ever see them in like The Simpsons and they're just scary.
They're huge.
And the way they suck.
Big thick thing.
Yeah. I wonder, is that a different type of them? But basically they can sense your body heat and they can fall from trees and all and stick on you.
And we're rocking around this forest and we're crocs.
That's how they got all over my fucking toes.
Oh.
In between them all, there's blood all over my foot.
Oh no.
Because basically, when they got off your foot, there's blood left.
And my
foot was red with blood. Like. Then that was a nice tour. Slid down a waterfall, went around. It was a bit long.
Oh, very long. Tour. Jesus Christ. It was a 12 hour tour. Very long.
Yeah. And then I went back to Sydney. You went back to Sydney.
I went down to Melbourne. To my brother.
Yeah.
To his house. Can't believe my little brother has a house before me. Fuck you, Jack. Jack lives with his friends, Clodagh and Tara, in a beautiful house.
Mm.
It's gorgeous. So I spent a few days down with them. Missed my flight home. Cost me $600. Let's not speak about it. Had a ball down in Melbourne, though. Couldn't live there, though. Not that I'm ever thinking of living in Australia. Well, was I?
Well, I do consider
it. Don't know. Yeah. In saying that, though, I don't know. I didn't get the Australian vibe off Melbourne.
It's not the same as Sydney.
No, compared to where we were, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't get the vibe off it. But went to Melbourne and then came back to Sydney for like a weekend or something, mm-hmm. wasn't it? By the time I came back, it was like a weekend left.
Three or four days, I think. Yeah. Do you think that you see the hype about Australia? I actually have seen more now about the opposite, where it's like people are like, oh, it's glamorized. I don't see much of being, maybe I'm not on that side of TikTok, but like I've seen more bad things and people saying that people glamorize it rather than actual people glamorizing it.
Yeah.
I feel like. Do you think that's true?
Like I get people who do move there, have a bad experience and like share their bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
But then like I have to scroll by them really fast because I'm like, no, I'm going back for a holiday. Stop telling me bad things.
But a holiday is different.
Yeah.
We even said that. Like when we were there, we obviously met a lot of even podcast listeners.
Yeah.
And stuff. And like other people and stuff. And they said that, they're like, oh, would you be tempted to move? I'm like, it's gorgeous. But also when you see it from a holiday perspective, it's very different.
When we were over there, I was like, yep, I'm moving. I was like, sharp. That's it. I was telling my management and all. They were like,
No. Like Ellie would go.
Oh,
Ellie was moving to Australia.
I was going.
Yeah.
Could still change. Who knows? I don't know. Life is just
like, do you think
up in the air?
Do you think you could still move to Australia?
Not this side of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe the other side.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
As in next year? Or
well, marry me in Dublin quick. Keep
or here. End of this year?
Like end of this year, start of 25.
Really?
I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens. Yeah, I'm trying to buy a house and all this year. Yeah. And again, I could buy it. Like I want to buy a house this year in Dublin. So if I buy that and then I'm like,
if you need to rent it out.
Like thinking that I could go back there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going back in April with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun.
That's fun. Yeah.
Don't know.
Which is now. April is now.
April is now, yeah. I literally haven't booked a flight.
Yeah.
But I've looked them up every day. It's fine.
Yeah.
I just have to wait for my passport to come.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah. When I was over there, what was I like?
Oh. If you went at the end of this year, you would have been Australia 3 times in a year.
Way! Love it! But I was like, I had myself convinced, like,
yeah.
While we were over there, I was like, Char, I'm not going home.
Yeah.
Or I was like, I'm going home and then I'm coming straight back.
Do you reckon a part of you was like, I wish I'd done this?
Yeah.
I think people should go like when they're because like remember
I'd do straight out of school.
Yeah, because remember Jordan's friends, the two of them.
Yeah,
the two boys. They're like, were they? No, they weren't. They were 20.
I'd do straight out of school. Obviously, maybe a year saving or whatever. Like obviously, yeah, when you're in school, you can't really work. But like, yeah, because I feel like that time of your life when you leave school. I know when I did when I was 18, I had no clue what I wanted to do. You're not meant to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, year traveling. Live in Australia. I wish I did it because now I'm pushing 29. Like I'll be 29 this year. Like it's really not an ideal age to up.
Well, look, you're never too late to do it.
Up your life to the other side of the world. Then I also just think I miss my mommy and my daddy a lot.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with my mom and dad. Like I'd just be so.
They'd have empty nests.
They'd have an empty. They'd sell my gaff, and I always tell my mom she's not allowed to sell that.
Would they sell it if you went?
I'd like to live in it. Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean?
It's no point. Absolutely no point.
Or rent out all the rooms.
Oh, my mum would love to do that.
New siblings.
She'd do it tomorrow if she could. She'd do it. I swear to God, she'd do it tomorrow if she could. But yeah, I get the hype.
Yeah.
I really do.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you?
I loved it. Yeah. I didn't see the hype of it until I went. But then I'm very careful saying that because it is a holiday and it's different.
We
didn't have to like, if you live there, obviously you have to like go to apartment viewings, like get a job. Like when you're on holiday, you're there doing all the best things. Yeah. Like
we saw so many places. We crammed so much into 3 weeks that it was hard to be like, we never got bored.
No.
Think of that.
No.
3.5 weeks or 3 weeks, we didn't get bored once.
Yeah.
There was always something to do. We always had something to look forward to. Yeah. You're always like, it's always an adventure where if you moved over there to live there, not so much always an adventure. Okay, you might have your ball for a week or two when you get there, but like, life needs to be life again at some stage.
And it definitely has some of the same problems as Dublin, as in like the housing crisis. Like,
yeah, apparently there's no houses.
But then, there's nothing. And then like job-wise, but the weather then.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
But it just makes it like, and a lot of people that we were, we bumped into a lot of Irish over there, and like people were saying the biggest difference that they see between Australia and Ireland is that Australia has so much of a work-life balance.
Yes, that
like,
is nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And like, it is really true. They all do get up so much earlier. I do think that's for the weather though as well. It's too hot in the middle of the day. So like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever way they do it. But like, they all go to work early, come home early. But then they all do things after work with each other and all. And like, you'd never do that in Dublin.
One of their busiest nights over there is a Sunday. So like, they'll all go out. And I was like, well, what about work? And they're like, well, they don't care about that. Yeah. Like, they care about work, but they also care about having their life. And like, which I think is cool.
Some of the Irish people as well were saying that in Ireland, they like if they did the same job here that they did in Australia. Like, remember when the lads were saying, he was like, my manager in work basically had to say, you need to calm down, you're doing too much. Like, that, like, oh, you need to
relax,
stop. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
It's not serious.
It was like, calm down, you don't need to be doing all that.
Not serious.
Imagine that here. Yeah, apparently, we give too much here.
Wow.
Yeah. But love it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rent a car and all when I go back.
Yeah, do.
Mm.
That'd be good to have like the ease of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To have the car.
I also met my cousins for the first time.
You did? That was the cutest day ever. She brought me along. That was adorable. So nice. I felt like part of the family.
And then I went out with them again to a gay bar. I can't remember the name of it. It was great. So good. Nicki Minaj and I.
Aww.
I think we need part two of Australian
Ears. No, like
just about. We're let
covering.
Us know. I know.
Nada.
Literally.
So much happened.
So much.
Any drama happened?
We'll do part two.
Yeah.
Getting to Secrets and Sauce.
Okay.
Yeah. So we always want to help and give advice, kind of like conversations you have in the bathroom of a nightclub, with your friends, in your group chats, and we just try to give you the real talk and what you kind of need to hear. So because we took a break, we're starting fresh with our dilemmas. So these are straight from our inbox, that's fresh. So if you've sent one before, send it again into homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And this is the dilemma. So it says, "Hi girls, I'm recently single and find it so hard getting used to the single life. I'm not lonely, I don't miss my ex, but the bit I'm struggling with is meeting people. I'm in college in a female dominant course, so I don't have any male friends. I've tried Tinder and it's just not for me because I always get the ick way too easy. I want to meet a person and be asked on a date rather than them saying, hey, I'll come collect you, or will we go for a drive, when that only means one thing. I've also tried one-night stands and nights out and they're just not for me. I just feel like shit after it. I suppose what I'm asking is, do you have any advice on how I can meet people other than Tinder?" I don't think I've met people in the past. I think the thing about the mask and about collecting it, or will we go for a drive?
If a man said to me, do you want to go on a drive?
Ick.
Are you mad in the head?
It's sick.
Okay, 10 years ago, maybe, grand, yeah, because there's nothing else to do. What else are you meant to do? Do you want to go on a drive?
Do you think if that's the case, if someone asks you that, you should just tell, be like, oh, here, he's in the bin? Or else could you be like, oh, what about going? Should you suggest it?
No, I feel like men should have a bit more cop on than to suggest a drive.
That's true.
Is that all I'm worth, is you driving me around?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so you should wait for a man who doesn't say that.
No.
Drive.
There needs to be an age limit on when you can ask a girl, do you want to go on a drive?
21.
21? 21. Yeah?
Yeah. Definitely. I'd rather go on a walk than a drive. I'd rather meet you at the end of my driveway.
Drives are so awkward. Oh, no.
And they're like speeding around.
Oh, stop. I'm actually getting the ick. My stomach feels icky.
Ew.
Well, we tried the Hinge thing for me, remember? But we just kind of set that up as...
That's like Tinder, though, same kind of thing, isn't it?
That absolutely went nowhere.
I reckon... I've actually never met a man in the gym, but I reckon the gym, if that's what something you're into.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people and I've never experienced it. Like, once when I was younger, someone asked my Snapchat, I was like, what? But apparently it's a really good place to pick up people, and that people like approach other people in the gym.
Give over.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's...
The head of me in the gym.
Is that a bit icky, then, people approaching in the gym?
I think if it's in the right kind of context, maybe.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, yeah. It couldn't be...
Right environment.
Creepy. Yeah.
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 Where else? I don't meet men, so I've no idea. Australia? No.
Maybe in like, maybe try like, could you try like a new bar or like somewhere new with your friends?
Yeah, like if you don't like a night out.
Yeah.
Like a bar for a bit of dinner even. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be a raging night out.
Yeah, true.
Like if you and the girls went out for a bit of food or whatever.
A few drinks.
A few drinks. You're not really into the nightclub scene. Go to a bar for a drink or two.
Yeah. And I also feel like the second you stop looking for someone,
they come to you.
They come.
Yeah.
But it's hard, isn't it? Like, I think you have to put yourself out there more and go, if you want to find someone, like, go to new places or suggest somewhere, or like somewhere you haven't been before, because that's where you find people you haven't met before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm just really bad at it.
Well, do you want to find someone?
Well, find me one day, girl. One day.
But if you really were like, right, I want to actually sit down and find someone, you could probably be like, right, let's go out this weekend. Let's go to a bar.
With who?
Me, I'll come.
Girl.
Set you up. Like, I'm the best woman ever.
Well, no, you just tell me to kiss everyone.
Yeah.
Just say kiss.
It's great. It puts people together. Pretty sure I actually made someone get together in that.
Shut up.
Yeah, remember, your friend, like, Hayley.
Is that what happened then?
Well, I made them kiss. But I don't know if they don't.
No, kiss. I think you did. I think you did.
I'm pretty sure I said it.
I need to get confirmation on this, but oh my God, you are cute. Yeah.
I've set up a few people. My friend and her, they're actually exes now, but yeah, they like met through me.
Well, as soon as I saw your head swinging around on that pub the other week, I knew exactly what you were doing. I knew.
My head swiveled. Off.
Your head. Look. You were like an L, Charlie. Your body stayed where you were and your head swung like that.
Have you met my friend?
Have you met him, Ellie? I was like, I'm going to kill you. But yeah, come here. Hi. Hi, what's your name? Oh, I don't know you. Fine.
When you're good, you're good.
You really are, sir.
So we have a new part of the dilemma segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Phone a Friend. And yous are all our friends watching and listening now. And we put up a dilemma on our Instagram stories. Our Instagram page is Home I Drink Pod. And we get to ask
yous for advice.
Yeah. And what yous would do. So let's see what the advice. Oh, first of all, the dilemma.
The dilemma is, hi girls, I'm with my boyfriend for just over 3 years now and we're both 24. Recently, my boyfriend told me he was having doubts about our relationship and didn't know if he loved me anymore, and he said he had been feeling like this for a while. I was absolutely shocked as I didn't see it coming at all. We decided to have a few days apart to see how he was feeling, and a week later he told me that he didn't know what he was thinking and he was sorry. He's been absolutely perfect since, but I just can't forget what he said, because I would have never doubted our relationship before. Do you think people can say things that they don't mean sometimes, or is there truth behind everything we say? Thanks, girlies. And here is what some of your responses are. So someone said, maybe he just felt that way at the time, but then realised that he has something good, girl.
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 Someone said, some truth behind it. My ex did the same thing to me after 3 years, and after 6 years, it was so heartbreaking.
Someone else said, move on. The right man will never question being in love or being with you. He's not the one. I think that. Like, it should never even be a doubt in your head.
I know this is meant to be everyone else's advice, but I would say that sometimes men can just, like, throw the toys out the pram and then be like, fuck, what have I done? Sometimes
in the moment.
Rash decision.
In the heat of things.
Yeah, but yeah. I know it's so hard to, like, forget what they've said. This person said, I'm in a 2.5-year relationship and have been feeling the same as him lately. I think it's okay for you to feel like this, especially if your partner hasn't been making you 100% happy. I'm turning 22 this year and it scares me to think that if I'm going to be in a relationship with someone, it's going to be for marriage. Hard to know if it's 100% right the person, especially as I've had a 3-year past relationship whom I also thought I would spend forever with, but it didn't work out. But defo talk about the things that make you happy and unhappy in the relationship with your current partner, because that's helped me, I find, why I was feeling that way. Okay.
Someone just flat out said, he's just been cheating on you, realised the grass isn't greener and is now crawling back. Aww, hope not.
I hope that's a really wrong answer.
Yeah.
I hope. Someone said, thoughts and emotions are complex things to navigate. Maybe he was having a crisis, mini crisis, but clarity came. We all get doubts and the odd time, but many of us just don't voice it. They pass and realise how you really feel and see how he treats you now and acts over the next 2 months. If he wants a break again or isn't sure, then it's over.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Sometimes I do make... I've definitely said things past that I'm like, I don't even
Why should I say that? Yeah.
In the heat of the moment, like things... Sometimes it can affect other people.
Do you think you can have dry patches in your relationship? Like, weird spells?
I think it's very up and down. Sometimes it's great. Like, not as in like toxic where it's... highs and lows, but
yeah.
There's times when like you have to give a little bit more, or like it's not like, of course, I think that's natural progression for
like that.
Yeah.
Someone said he meant what he said, plus he got scared about being alone. If you don't want me, then bye bye.
Okay, it's very mixed,
isn't it?
Someone said relationships can be overwhelming, especially as we grow older. I think it's normal to doubt a relationship. It would be different if there was constant doubt, but the fact he's been fine after a few days apart, I think there's nothing to worry about.
Oh,
okay,
that's a nice one.
Yeah, we'll end on that.
Yeah, we'll leave that one there. I like
it's
that.
Very mixed. It's very isn't much it? Based on people's experiences, though.
Yeah, a lot of people would say no, cut it, leave it. Once they think that, I'm gone. But then a lot of other people say that's completely normal to feel like that.
So hard when you're not actually in it as well, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
So you can send your dilemmas to homeidrink@goloudnow.com. That's our email for everything. We're going to lastly do our peak and bleak of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to pick one high, which is our peak, and one low, which is, of course, our bleak. And it's only right that we do the negative before the positive.
Obviously.
Because it makes the positive that bit better.
Yay. What's your bleak, bird?
I'm going to do peak and bleak of Australia.
Okay. Yeah. I like that one.
My bleak would be... the weather we got when we went travelling.
Mm-hmm.
It was rain season up the East Coast. We didn't realise. That would be my bleak, because it would have been a bit nicer had it been sunny.
Yeah.
Still amazing, but if I'm being picky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my bleak was I could have easily stayed another 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
I think my bleak is, although, yeah, we did go for 3 weeks.
We could have stayed longer now because the podcast took longer to come back now.
Shit, yeah.
We literally could have
gotten back last week.
Yeah, literally.
No, yeah, I think my bleak was It's not even a bleak. It's just, oh, something I might have changed.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that I definitely could have stayed longer. Could have fit more in. My peak, even though we did so much.
Peak is pretty surprising, Megan and Sean.
Yeah.
Love surprising people.
Yeah.
And just like, can never spend time with them. And we didn't see Sean obviously as much as we would have liked. But Megan literally spent every waking minute.
We were calling her Dora the Explorer.
She was our tour guide. Yeah. And it was just, so it was so nice just to live in my friends' worlds, because like they at home they would have, like, we all still live at home when they all lived at home. All of us still lived in our houses, so now to like go over and see their apartments and like their little life was just really nice.
That was cute.
Yeah.
I think my peak, yeah, probably same as you, but seeing it from my brother's point
of view. Your brother, of course. Yeah.
God love him.
Aww.
Yeah, so proud of him. I was like the big, and surprising Jack actually, because I told him I was coming on
anything.
A different day. So yeah, I think my peak was surprising Jack
and seeing his
little life and his environment and meeting all his friends and just kind of following along in his world.
Steps.
Yeah. Very cute.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. You can go back and listen to our bonus episode as well.
Mm-hmm.
So our bonus episode is not on video. So if you're watching this, you can't watch that one, but you can listen. It comes out on Mondays. It's a bit more spicy than our old bonus episodes. We have new segments in there. It's not just Funny Dilemmas.
Yeah.
And if you're not sick of us by now, then you can go listen to that as well. New episodes of Tommy Dune come out every Wednesday. And they're now on video as well, as you can see if you're watching. And if not, maybe you can listen to it and watch it
at the same time.
Yeah. Maybe if you're at home, you can watch it, and then in the car, you can listen to the rest of it.
Sure, just do it twice.
Yeah.
Why not?
Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe, and comment if you're on YouTube as well. Let us know if you like the video.
Don't let us know if you don't like it.
I don't know
like
what camera to look at. There's three different cameras.
I keep
And yeah.
Is that us?
Yeah.
Okay, love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.